following afternoon, at a comfortable distance from all these events, set at a comfortable distance from a well-proportioned window, through which the afternoon light was streaming, lay an elderly, one-eyed man in a white bed. A newspaper sat like a half-collapsed tent on the floor, where it had been hurled 2 minutes before. The man was awake, but not glad to be. His exquisitely frail hands lay slightly curled on the pure white linen sheets, and quivered very faintly. His name was variously given as Mr. Odwin, or Wodin, or Odin. He was, is, a god, and furthermore he was a confused and startled god. He was confused and startled because of the report he had just been reading on the front page of the newspaper, which was that another god had been cutting loose and making a nuisance of himself. It didn't say so in so many words, of course. It merely described what had happened last night, when a missing jet fighter aircraft had mysteriously erupted under full power from out of a house in North London, into which it could not conceivably have been thought to have fitted. It had instantly lost its wings, and gone into a screaming dive and crashed and exploded in a main road. The pilot had managed to eject during the few seconds he had had in the air, and had landed, shaken, bruised, but otherwise unharmed, and babbling about strange men with hammers flying over the North Sea. Luckily, because of the time at which the inexplicable disaster had occurred, the roads were almost deserted, and apart from massive damage to property, the only fatalities to have occurred were the as yet unidentified occupants of a car, which was thought to have been possibly a BMW and possibly blue, though because of the rather extreme nature of the accident, it was rather hard to tell. He was very, very tired, and did not want to think about it. Did not want to think about last night. Did not want to think of anything other than linen sheets, and how wonderful it was when Sister Bailey patted them down around him, as she had just now, just 5 minutes ago, and again just 10 minutes before that. The American girl, Kate something, came into his room. He wished she would just let him sleep. She was going on about something being all fixed up. She congratulated him on having extremely high blood pressure, high cholesterol levels, and a very dicky heart, as a consequence of which the hospital would be very glad to accept him as a lifelong patient in return for his entire estate. They didn't even care to know what his estate was worth, because it would clearly be sufficient to cover a stay as brief as his was likely to be. She seemed to expect him to be pleased, so he nodded amiably, thanked her vaguely, and drifted happily off to sleep.